Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field. You know, and I have some expectations, some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it. And that's why it takes us a little bit more time than I think than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, was released yesterday morning. I talked with Rich Nelson at Allendale, who gave us the latest numbers.
You know, overall, for our discussion here today, it looks like the trade was quite interested to see that, corn ending stocks were lowered for the old crop side, but not really something which got the trade's interest. The new crop numbers were quite interesting. USDA only lowered the yield discussion here by about 4 bushels on this report, and they did not touch new crop demand. So we did not see that big yield hit that some wanted to see. And also, more concerningly, we have some questions about new crop export sales. So this bottom line of a 2.3 billion bushel stock, still a bit of a concern here for the trade. Wheat side of things probably was also a surprise there as well. As far as our new crop discussion, the trade only expected about an 18 million bushel increase for this production side. Looks like the actual, though, 75 million bushels, a bit higher than expected. As far as the soybean side, we did see this a light revision higher for old crop stocks in this case, but the focus was on new crop. Looks like USDA left yields unchanged at trend, and they were very resistant to really address any bullish issues on demand. In fact, they lowered new crop soybean exports by quite a bit, 125 million bushels. So the bottom line is a 300 million bushel stock for soybeans for new crop, still implying a bit lower pricing. But overall, corn, soybeans, and wheat, a bit of a bearish disappointment for the trade here.
What do we see for livestock numbers this time?
You know, as far as the livestock side, the trade was looking for more or less a kind of a mixed picture here for the beef side. Keep in mind, recent placements have suggested that maybe a few more cattle lined up December through February of next year. And as far as USDA's numbers, they did add a little bit here for the 2000 or for this year's beef production numbers, just a little bit there, but they lowered numbers actually for next year. So USDA was 8% lower than last year for 24 on last month's report. They cut another 95 million bushels or 95 million pounds out of it. So lower numbers for the beef side. Questions about the pork and the poultry side, very minimal changes to speak of there.
What do we see for cotton?
You know, as far as discussions for us on the cotton side, a lot of us have been looking for maybe some, maybe more or less a mixed to quieter trade for today's report. For USDA's overall numbers, though, they did raise these ending stocks just a little bit here. Keep in mind, last month was about a 3.5 million bushel ending stock or million bale ending stock that was raised just lightly to 3.8. So a lot of us trade expected more or less quiet numbers. A slight increase was shown here today.
Well, I know. To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson on the latest WASDE report, he covers wheat, soybeans, corn, cotton, and the livestock numbers. You can hear all of that at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.